This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. All arrangements have been put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In this phase, voting will take place in constituencies located along the Indo-Nepal border and in the regions of Simanchal, Magadh, Shahabad, Kosi and Mithilanchal. Over 3.7 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women, in tomorrow's polling. In most constituencies, there is a direct contest between the NDA and Mahagathbandhan candidates. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. However, due to security reasons, polling in 7 assembly constituencies and certain polling stations will end at 5 p.m. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November along with Bihar assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said that as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. She had stressed upon the need for the democratic institutions to learn from each other's experience through mutual exchanges.
राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो के साथ मेरी विस्तृत वार्ता के दौरान हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ। हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है। हमने नए क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की, जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है।
President Murmu will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Angola. President Murmu had held wide-ranging discussions yesterday with Angolan President João Lourenço. She is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th to the 13th of November. Tomorrow she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's 39th independence before proceeding to Botswana for the second leg of her tour. In a major breakthrough, a team of Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana police have recovered a large cache of explosives, weapons and ammunition from Faridabad in Haryana. Briefing media today, Faridabad Police Commissioner Satendra Kumar Gupta said it is an ongoing joint operation between Haryana police and J&K police and an accused, Dr. Muzammil, has been nabbed. The massive arms recovery was made days after police arrested a Kashmiri doctor from Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh for allegedly putting up posters supporting terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed in Srinagar. In a major social initiative, the Assam Cabinet has approved the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at outlawing and eliminating the practice of polygamy across the state except in 6th schedule areas. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated, or if their earlier marriage has not been dissolved by a decree of divorce. Speaking on the bill, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said there may be some exceptions for the 6th schedule areas. The US Senate has approved a bipartisan measure aimed at ending the 40-day federal government shutdown by advancing a compromise bill yesterday to reauthorize funding and undo the layoffs of federal employees. The bill received exactly the 60 votes needed to advance in the Senate, with almost all Republicans voting in favor, along with 8 Democrats. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said cold wave conditions will prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. In South Haryana and isolated plains of northwest India and north Madhya Maharashtra, night temperatures will be below normal by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius. And with that, we end this news bulletin.